Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. We are, I hope everybody is not hungry right now. So if you're listening to the show, stop.
Food shows are really the worst for us, aren't they?
Stop. Just stop listening right now and go grab a bag of chips or something with you that can satiate as you go. Because tonight we are going to talk all about buffet dining in Walt Disney World.
So not only are we talking about food, but we are talking about lots and lots and lots of food.
Yes. We're talking about a place where you can go and there's actually no person there to tell you, sir, you've had enough. You do not need any more of that, which we all could use at certain times. But there are a number of buffet options, you know, on property. Some of them are inside theme parks. Some of them are in hotels. So I think the best way to do this, you and I talked about this before we started. Let's break down some of the stuff outside of the theme park, some of the stuff inside the theme parks, and then we'll really kind of give an overview about what we love about them and kind of maybe areas we don't love about them before we say goodnight. As long as that still works for you, I think we can begin with the stuff that's outside the theme parks.
Outside the theme parks is the most popular one where we start. It used to be the first stop for my family every time on property, and that is Chef Mickey's over at the Contemporary. They offer breakfast and dinner. In really peak seasons, we will see them add a lunch, but normally they have that midday break. And one of the things we're going to talk about the characters tonight at all of these different meals, besides where they are and what they serve, but you're going to hear a lot about Mickey appearing. And what makes them all different is how Mickey and his friends are dressed. So as its name implies, at Chef Mickey, the characters are dressed for being cooks. Remember, it's important to know that no specific characters are ever guaranteed at any meal. So even something like Chef Mickey, where his name is right in the title, there's that one time a year where poor Mickey just isn't feeling well and doesn't make it.
Sure.
But generally there, you will find Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Pluto, Goofy, some combination of the five of those characters. We'll also see Chip and Dale there on occasion. So it does rotate a little bit who you see, but it's always going to be five characters. One of the things my family loves about it, you can watch the monorail go by overhead. They do napkin twirling. If you've never been napkin twirling, you are missing out. The music will stop. New music will start. All of the characters, cast members who are serving, will begin twirling their napkins along to the music and invite everybody to join them. They are very well known for their peanut butter and jelly pizza, a very popular option there. One of the things that my family also loves about the buffets is there's usually what we'll call the standard buffet and then a small section that's a children's buffet. And I don't know that there's ever been a children's buffet that everybody in my family hasn't also eaten something off of. So don't hesitate. Sure. Hot dog lovers, pizza, chicken fingers, check that out. And at Chef Mickey's, you can end with an ice cream sundae bar.
There you go. And quintessential Disney, right? Right in the Contemporary. When you think of Walt Disney World, you can't help but think of the Contemporary right next to the Magic Kingdom. Great opportunity there. You mentioned the monorail, so we're going to stay on the monorail line to our next specific buffet.
This one, I'm going to call it brand new because it's reopening this week, actually. 1900 Park Fair at the Grand Floridian, and it is reopening with renovations not only on the restaurant itself, but new characters to see. And this is a unique mix. They normally don't mix characters from different movies or shows, but this has some of our popular favorites. Aladdin is going to be appearing in his Prince Ali attire. Mm. Cinderella. Of course, Maribel. Who doesn't love Maribel now? And Tiana in her brand new Bayou outfit. So not her green dress that we're all used to, but her new kind of explorer outfit, those khaki kind of shorts and her big safari hat and Tiana is ready to head out on the bayou. Okay. And they are open for breakfast and dinner.
All right.
They are one of the more popular dinner buffets because they have a little bit more of a unique selection, including a carving station. So don't want to miss this great new option. And we'll be bringing you a review of the new and improved 1900 Park Fair shortly.
All right. We're going to take a little bit of a ride away from the monorail line to one of what I believe is one of the most popular buffet options at a particular resort.
So I'm guessing you're headed over to Animal Kingdom to Boma.
Yeah.
And they do breakfast and dinner. And I will say the most popular item on their menu.
The zebra domes. Come on.
Is their dessert. It is the zebra domes.
Yeah.
I will give a shout out. And when she's listening, she'll know I mean her. I got a call when I was on property a couple of weeks ago. The zebra domes are so popular. It's the only instance I can think of. And if you know one that I'm missing, drop us a line. Where they took an item off the buffet and you can now get it prepackaged in the refrigerator of the quick service restaurant. So if you're dying for zebra domes, you can head over to Animal Kingdom Lodge, go into the quick service, pick up this clear plastic shell with four zebra domes in it. It's very reasonably priced. But I flew home with several of them just the other day as a request from a friend. This is going to be a little bit more of a African themed menu. So there are things that are not your run-of-the-mill Americanized food, but they definitely still have the mac and cheese that you're looking for kids and things along that line. And one of the little hidden secrets I'll give you of this restaurant that I love, ask them to see the South Africa table. There is one table in the restaurant that is cut in the shape of the continent.
Huh.
Very cool spot to visit.
Very cool.
And of course, you can take a walk out and see the animals while you're there.
Yeah, definitely one of the resorts that if you're traveling to for this meal, there's other stuff to look at in a very unique sort of way.
So much to see. And again, that's going to be breakfast and dinner.
Okay. Let's go and see where we can grab some seafood. I know this is the type of thing that people talk about a lot, and it has a little bit of a different feel to it but depending upon the meal. So I'll let you touch on that too.
Cape May Cafe over at the Beach Club, a super convenient walk in or out of Epcot, and not too far. You can take the boat over to Disney's Hollywood Studios if you want to join them, as you mentioned, Jeff, for their evening seafood buffet. And if you're a seafood lover, this is where it's at. Shrimp, claw legs, everything you want, all seafood all the time. And again, a kids buffet that'll take us a little bit off of that seafood menu so that we're sure while mom and dad are enjoying, there's something for the kids. But they also offer breakfast at Cape May Cafe, and it is as opposite as seafood as you can get. It is a pretty standard menu. I will say I did love, not only did they have regular pancakes, they have chocolate chip pancakes, which are my little guilty pleasure there. Mm. Waffles, lots of great food, but they also have characters at the breakfast. And because it is at the Beach Club, the characters are all there in their beach attire. So typically you'll see some combination of Mickey and friends, again, part of that Fab Five, all dressed in great beachwear.
But important to note, and you mentioned it, characters at breakfast, not at dinner.
Not at dinner. That is correct.
All right. Let's go into our theme parks. We have a bunch that exist inside the theme parks. Let's start with the original inside the Magic Kingdom. What do we
and
have?
Remember, if you're inside a theme park, you must have park admission. We get told all the time that a dining reservation will let you in the park without theme park admission, and that is absolutely positively not true.
Right.
So we'll begin, as you said, with an original and the hip hip hooray for the Pooh Bear Parade at the Crystal Palace. Three meals a day with Winnie the Pooh and friends, and this is one of my favorite. Pooh, Tigger, Eeyore, and Piglet. Again, a great buffet depending on the time of day. They make incredible French toast for breakfast, ice cream sundaes, again, lunch and dinner, salads, pizza, everything you could want. We love to do this as a late afternoon lunch, early dinner, right after we've watched the parade.
Nice.
So yes, a great easy escape.
Okay. How about over in Epcot?
Epcot, we sort of have two, and I'll claim the first one as a sort of. Akershus in Norway with the princesses has a teeny buffet as a appetizer, and then you switch to a meal. They were prefix. They had the buffet before COVID. Then they went to prefix, so people weren't serving out of the same thing. Episode 152, we covered all about Akershus. You will see five princesses there. Again, princesses are never guaranteed who they will be. I can tell you who they won't be, which is always an interesting comment that I get.
Yes.
It will not be Anna and Elsa, even though you're in Norway.
Yes. That's important that you point that out. Because
Anna and Elsa are always available when Epcot is open for visiting in the Sommerhus. So they can't be in the Sommerhus and having breakfast, lunch, or dinner with you at the same time. So you're likely to see a combination of Belle, Cinderella, Snow White, Mulan, Tiana. Those all fall into the princess category. So again, five great opportunities there.
And again, check out episode 152. We broke it down in intense detail. That's your sort of option for a buffet, but there is a tried and true option as well in Epcot.
And this one is really fun. It's one of the few non-character buffets in Biergarten. And as its name implies, it is a German buffet.
Yep.
I love it because it has some great entertainment. They've got a wonderful Oompa band. They even have a little bit of room on the front floor that is a dance floor. So lots of fun for everybody. Just one quick note on that I will give you is it is family style seating. They are long tables, so you will be seated with other people. But unlike if you've gone to, let's say, a Japanese restaurant where you're seated with other people, they seat the entire table at the same time. At Biergarten, because it's a buffet, everybody doesn't start and stop at the same time. You could be seated with people that are already mid-meal or on dessert, and then you'll sit down and start eating, and they'll get up, and you'll have new people join you. But definitely a fun experience.
All right, so we navigate over. You know what? You mentioned it. Let's get on the boat and let's head over to Hollywood Studios. We'll go through that nice little area there, and we have a buffet that we can hit over there.
Right near the front of the park, so a good early morning entry if you can get it, Hollywood and Vine. And this character meal is incredibly unique. It not only has different characters at breakfast than it has at lunch and dinner, but the lunch and dinner characters change their costume throughout the year. So breakfast is going to be your Disney Junior characters. Sophia the First, Doc McStuffins, things along those lines. Those do change fairly frequently because Disney Junior shows tend to have a pretty short shelf life.
Sure.
And then for lunch and dinner, again, it's going to be a combination of Mickey and Friends. And it's actually, if you look on the My Disney Experience app, it's called Hollywood and Vine Seasonal Dine. So this time of year, they're dressed in their Easter finest. If you go in the fall, they're dressed for Halloween. If you go November, December, they're dressed in Christmas. So this is one that my family loves, and we'll even do it multiple times a year. One of the other things that I particularly love about this one is you can get the Fantasmic Dining Package with it. So this one kind of hits it out of the park in a lot of different ways.
So not exactly the easy ride from Epcot to Hollywood Studios. We have to go to the other side of the kingdom that Disney provides for us, to the Animal Kingdom, for our last Inside the Park buffet.
That is Tusker House. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And of course, since you're in Animal Kingdom, it's going to be Mickey and Friends dressed to head out on safari. Again, because Animal Kingdom is Africa and Asia, a little bit more an eclectic palette for lunch and dinner. But again, if that's not you, stop at the kids area. They're going to have some regular American food for you that'll hold you over. But their characters are so cute in this one. And again, three times a day they offer food there. So it's an easier one to get into than some of the others that we mentioned are just once or twice a day.
All right. So we just gave a brief overview of them. There's a bunch of them. something tells me my spidey senses are tingling. We may have some dining to do to bring you some individual reviews of some of these buffet. But before we do any of that in future shows, you know, there's these things have things we love about them. They have things we don't really love about them. Let's start with the positives. What do you think is there to love about a buffet on property?
So the first thing is I love them because they're loud.
Right.
That may seem a little bit odd, but if you can picture yourself there, maybe with a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, especially lunchtime or dinner time, maybe they miss nap, maybe they've had enough. They can make all the noise that they want. You're not disturbing anyone around you. It just kind of blends in.
Right.
Makes it perfect.
Sure, absolutely.
Also, under 3, and they're free. You can bring them as many plates of food as you want off the buffet, and they will eat for free. Where when you go to a menu restaurant, children under 3, you either need to pay for a meal for them or share off of your plate. Here, your plate is endless, so plenty for them.
Yes, and if your 3-year-old was anything like mine when they were 3, you get all your money back just in this particular experience. What else?
There's something for everybody. As I said, the buffets have probably 15 to 25 different entree options, entrees and sides, and then typically anywhere from 5 to 9 desserts. Everybody's going to find something they like. So it makes it easy. It's also a great opportunity if you have a younger child and you're trying to kind of expand their palate a little bit. There's some great options here. You know, maybe you don't want to cook salmon at home because you think you're the only one that eats it. But I know I got turned on to eating salmon at Hollywood and Vine, actually. They do a great salmon there. So you can experiment with some of the options.
It's like a cruise ship, only you're not moving, right?
That's correct.
All right. This next one that I know we've talked about off air, tons of people spend so much time in their Disney vacation waiting to meet characters. It's a big part of what they do. The buffets kind of have that solved for you.
You know, I talk about, as much as I hate saying this, the economy and cost of time on your vacation.
Yeah.
You've paid a lot of money to be in the parks. I want you to ride the rides. I want you to see the shows and the fireworks. But I also want your kids to get their pictures and autographs with characters. So if you do a character meal, instead of getting on 5 separate character lines, even if they're short and they're only 5 minutes each, that's at least 25 minutes out of your day. Typically, those lines are going to be more like 8 to 15 minutes. You're saving over an hour in line and getting all that one-on-one character time.
The next thing about it, we've talked about the dining plans ad nauseum here, right? It was I think it was the very first show that we did was on the dining plan. So talk to me about...
We've talked about it more times than I can count, honestly.
Yeah, but talk to me about how these fit in for that.
These are a great deal on the dining plan because they're one of the most expensive meals out there. Because they are an all-inclusive, all-you-can-eat, they carry a higher price tag. But when you're on the dining plan, the price tag doesn't matter. It's still one sit-down credit at these.
And then I know you had mentioned very, very specific to Hollywood and Vine, but there are some extras that get attached to some of these buffets.
Hollywood and Vine, you can get a Fantasmic dining package, which gives you a reserved seating area. Tusker House used to be able to get the reserved seating for their show. Hopefully one day we'll see something come back in Animal Kingdom, and we'll see that tied in there as well.
All right. I know we don't like to end on the negative, so we won't necessarily end here, but very, very briefly, give us a couple of things that you don't love about them.
So I don't love that they're loud.
Wait a minute. You just said you love that they are loud. What are we doing here?
You know, depending, again, who your travel party is, they're loud.
Right.
So it's great when you've got little kids. But for example, when I'm with my parents and my father has a hearing problem, someplace that's as loud as these tend to be makes it very difficult on him.
Yeah.
You know, if you're 2 adults and the mealtime is your time to escape, this probably isn't for you. So the noise has both a positive and a negative aspect to it. Well, definitely something to keep in mind.
And I think it leads you right into your next thing that you don't love about it. You briefly mentioned it, right? Sometimes you just need to kind of walk away from the crazy.
You do, but I will also say that the bigger break that I sometimes need as a mom is I need to relax. And the downside to a buffet versus a table service meal is I'm like, you know, a Jack in the Box every time one of the kids is like, can I get more of this?
Yeah.
I want this. You are constantly getting up. So, you know, the good, you kind of pick your portions, pick, you know, you want extra mashed potatoes, have at it. You want the well-grilled piece of chicken, you're picking it yourself. That's great. But it also means that you're the one getting up and serving yourself. And maybe that makes me sound lazy, but there are days that I really just need that 90 minutes of dining time.
Yeah, you don't want to work.
Sit, rehydrate, and not do much of anything.
Well, I like how you said rehydrate, because then there's some moms sitting there going, I need to dehydrate when I attend these things. So I guess it's really a matter of perspectives. Anything else that you want to mention before we say goodbye this week?
I think one of the concerns we hear often with buffets is my child has allergies.
Yeah.
And so buffets aren't going to work for me. But I'm going to tell you, they're also going to be one of your best options. Depending on your or your child's allergy, a chef will meet you and walk you through the buffet line, talking about which foods are safe foods, which are not, what might have a peanut oil in it because you have a nut allergy, what has dairy, what doesn't. Depending on your allergy, that's sufficient. They're going to walk you through. You can pick, you know, now you know what's safe food and what isn't. But maybe you're saying to me, mine's too severe. You know, I don't want if somebody cross-contaminates the serving tongs
sure.
and things like that.
Yeah.
That's okay, too. They will walk you through the buffet. If you're like me, you're a visual eater. You need to see the food. They'll tell you what the safe foods are. And then some of the foods, they may be able to slightly modify to fit your allergy. But one thing that they will do, if you would like, is bring you your plate. So it's not quite the buffet serve yourself. It's all the options of the buffet and the unlimited. But they will bring you portions from the kitchen that have not gone out where the public is to have that possible cross-contamination of serving pieces. So don't let allergies keep you out of buffets.
Which is kind of like a little bit like that all you care to eat option that we've come to know and love, though.
It is similar. I think the difference to me between a buffet and an all you care to eat is the quantity of choices.
Okay.
The all you care to eat is kind of, I'm going to mix all of my terms together here, a prefix menu.
Right.
Here are the proteins. Here are the sides. It's usually two sides, maybe three, where when you do a buffet, there's five or six different sides.
Sure. Okay.
So, that's a great lead in to kind of the last thing that I wanted to end with. If somebody wants to think I forgot something, besides regular order off a menu, pick what you want. Today we talked about buffets. That to me is different than what you just mentioned, Jeff, that all you care to eat. Places like Garden Grill, Roundup Rodeo. That's also different from what we call our prefix menu, like you find at Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest, where it is a multi-course menu and you pick one appetizer, one main course, and one dessert. And those prefix menus, while they sound like a main menu, a regular menu, it's generally three courses. You get one of each. And there's generally a lot less options for entrees than you find on a full menu. So we'll come back to you another night and talk to you about those prefix and all you care to eat. But today was all about the buffets. So I'm sure you're hungry.
Oh, I am starving. And I am excited now to go back to property and start to go through these experiences. Thanks for giving us the overview on them, and I look forward to speaking to you at a later date in detail about some of these specifically.
My pleasure. Have a great night and enjoy your meals.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week, and as always, keep making memories.